all about that Trump presser yesterday at Trump Tower. We'll have a breakdown of both the president and the media when we return. 6 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. In Baltimore early this morning, city work crews dismantled and removed four Confederate statues from around Charm City overnight. This after the Baltimore City Council on Monday approved a plan to remove those statues. Crews took down the Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson Monument from a city park. Also, the Confederate Soldiers and Sailors Monument is now gone. So is Baltimore's Confederate Women's Monument and the Roger Taney Monument. Maryland's governor, meanwhile, has decided the state should not be honoring Chief Justice Roger Taney, who wrote that decision in the 1857 Dred Scott case.
Governor Hogan's asking for the statue outside the statehouse to be taken down, saying in a statement, "The time has come to make clear the difference between properly acknowledging our past and glorifying the darkest chapters of our history."
I just don't know that there is a clear political gain for him, which would lead me to believe his position on this has evolved.
St. Mary's College political scientist Todd Eberly. Hogan had previously called removing Confederate monuments political correctness run amok, as criticism from some of his opponents started ramping up.
Larry Hogan has sort of neutralized an issue, but it's an issue that I don't think an opponent would have gotten much mileage out of.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The events in Charlottesville last weekend have also sparked local officials to take action to prevent similar violence. That includes one Northern Virginia town that was once caught up in the Civil War.
What a terrible tragedy.
Leesburg Town Mayor Kelly Burke says she wants to be proactive in case a similar rally forms there. Some have been calling for a Confederate statue there to be taken down. Officials are already talking with police officials.
There were lessons to be learned in Charlottesville, and so those things are being discussed and looked at. So even if there is no rally scheduled, we're still going to continue the discussions.
Mayor Burke says it will be up to the county and state to make any decision about that statue. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In Alabama, Senator Luther Strange and former state Supreme Court Chief Justice Roy Moore are now headed to a Republican primary runoff to fill the U.S. Senate seat previously held by now Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Moore last night thanked the candidates who lost.
I was honored to campaign with them to make America great again. And now invite them to join with me to defeat the Washington crowd led by Mitch McConnell, who attempted to buy the vote of the people of Alabama with millions of money out of the PAC in Washington.
President Trump has endorsed Luther Strange for that Senate seat. A heads up, if you're planning to head to the Maryland beaches this weekend, a section of Route 50 is now closed.
The eastbound Salisbury bypass is now closed. Charlie Geschler with Maryland State Highway says you can blame it on the rain.
I mean, that area on the lower eastern shore really got a couple inches of rain. It exasperated the left side now, so we have to close all of the eastbound Salisbury bypass. Westbound is not affected, so if you're leaving the ocean resorts and heading back toward the Bay Bridge, that's open.
Geschler says drivers will be detoured through the city of Salisbury for the time being. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And has it really been 40 years?
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell.
Thousands of Elvis Presley fans have gathered at his Graceland home in Memphis to remember the king of rock and roll, who died on August 16, 1977. According to Graceland.com, Elvis began his singing career at the legendary Sun Records label in Memphis in 1954. And within 2 years, he was an international sensation. Presley starred in 33 films, made history with his television appearances and specials, and has sold over 1 billion records. He also got 14 Grammy nods and 3 wins, plus the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award at age 36. I'm Ann Cates.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 21,999. The Nasdaq at 63.33. Sports, the Nets stopped the Angels' winning streak behind a strong outing by Gio Gonzalez. The Mariners beat the Orioles. WNBA, the Mystics host the Sparks tonight. WMAL News Time 6.04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
It makes perfect sense.
Breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
At the big screen store, save big for Labor Day. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99.
Whoa.
A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy. The big screen store is the only exclusive Samsung store. more. And our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Come see Samsung's revolutionary QLED TVs, a breakthrough in brightness and color. Plus, save an additional 15% with special 36-month financing on Samsung's best TVs with your big screen card.
Now that's big.
The Big Screen Store. Labor Day savings start now. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details, store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thanks, Bill. Eastbound on the Bay Bridge, the right lane is blocked by bridge deck inspection. In Washington, Minnesota Avenue Southeast at 23rd Street, watch out for a malfunctioning traffic light. Treat it as a four-way stop. Anacostia Freeway southbound from the BW Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge, a 14-minute trip. It's about 5 minutes more than normal. Route 5 northbound between 301 and Surratt's Road, a 7-minute commute. Upper Marlboro Central Avenue eastbound at Watkins Park Drive, an accident with police on the scene. Falls Church, Route 7, Leesburg Pike westbound after the Beltway crash, blocking the left lane. Police are there as well. This report sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. In Sterling, Atlantic Boulevard in both directions at Noak Boulevard, there is an overturned vehicle blocking the left lane. 95 northbound between Dale City and the Beltway, a whopping 27-28-minute commute, and 66 eastbound from 234 to the Fairfax County Parkway, more like 12 minutes. Leg cramps keeping you up at night? Well, reach for the TheraWorks Relief. When applied every day, this fast-acting foam is clinically shown to relieve leg and foot cramps. And TheraWorks Relief can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Fog may slow your roll this morning. Visibility is below a quarter of a mile. Dense fog advisory through mid-morning. Clouds give way to at least some sunshine. Partly cloudy this afternoon, 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Springfield, 70 in Bethesda, 74 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. The Walmart CEO says President Trump missed a critical opportunity to unite the country. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, 607 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up this hour, 635. We'll be joined by Brent Bazell from the Media Research Center to discuss the ever-insane media, which this is going to be our topic here in just a moment. 8:05 this morning, we'll be talking to Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. He's going to discuss all these dreamers, young illegal immigrants to whom the former president of the United States granted amnesty. Will President Trump maintain that, or will he side with Paxton and take them on? Let's see what happens. And then Robert Costa at 8:35 from the Washington Post joins us to discuss this wild political news cycle. That's all ahead, and you do not want to miss it on Mornings on the Mall. My name is Vince Colonnais, sitting alongside Mary Walter.
Vacationing
Mary Walter is being replaced today by Emily Miller, who's been with us all week. Emily, thank you.
It's fun to be here.
Nice to have you. So we've talked a little bit this morning already, if you're kind of just getting in your car now and getting your mindset. You may have heard that the President of the United States gave a presser yesterday. It was an infrastructure.
It was on infrastructure. Let's start supposedly.
It started out as an infrastructure statement, and then he sprinted headlong into answering questions again about his response to Charlottesville. He basically took some questions, and they were immediately thrown at him. You know, why'd you take so long to denounce? Blah blah blah. And at one point, he came out and blamed both sides in terms of being violent. He said, "Look, both sides were violent. There were people with clubs out there. We were." Waiting for all the facts, et cetera, et cetera." Well, suggesting that both sides were violent was the thing that just had the media outraged. They were upset. They said there was moral equivalence going on, that this was somehow an excuse for white supremacists, who, by the way, Trump condemned again yesterday. I just want to play for you a sampling, just give you a small taste of how the press was reacting to all of this. Let's first of all go to, I believe this is one of the late night shows. This is Stephen Colbert reacting to this last night.
He's not.
"The only thing I'm doubting right now is whether you're still going to be president by Friday. Because... What the hell are you talking about?
talking about?
You know, one side hates minorities, the other side hates people who hate minorities. Okay, two sides, all right? It's just like D-Day. Remember, D-Day, two sides, allies and the Nazis. There was a lot of violence on both sides, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ruined a beautiful beach. Could have been a golf course.
Yeah, I remember the Allies were throwing feces and punching female reporters as they were charging up the beach, too. That made a lot of sense. And then you got Jimmy Kimmel reacting to this as well. Here's the more late night.
This press conference today, I don't know if you saw this. I know a lot of you are here on vacation. It started, it was supposed to be a press conference about infrastructure, and it ended with our president making an angry and passionate defense of white supremacists. It was like if your book club meeting turned into a cockfight. It really was remarkable. I don't know who decided it would be a good idea to send him out there to talk to reporters today, but whoever did obviously misread his state of mind and the mood in this country right now. The president, I feel like I can say this with reasonable certainty, the president is completely unhinged. The wheels are off the wagon and hurtling towards the moon right now.
And then you've got, go ahead, Emily.
Well, go ahead. I was saying I turned on CNN last night, as this was all afterwards. I know, I'm just a glutton for punishment, but I always like to see what they're doing.
Yeah.
The chyron across the bottom of the screen on CNN was Trump press conference goes off the rails. I wondered if that was a factual thing. And then Jake Tapper says that this, my wife tells me all the time about her black friend who's always scared. That's it. That was just their comment.
That was his entire comment on the issue.
I mean, talk about...
All right, well, let's. You want a sampling of CNN? I'll give you a sampling of CNN.
Please.
Here's Jim Acosta reacting yesterday.
This was the president, I think, unguarded, unvarnished, unplugged. These were the real views of the president of the United States today. What we saw at the White House yesterday where he came out with that very scripted statement, that was not really the president of the United States deep down inside. Donald Trump made his true colors very clear here inside of Trump Tower. And it felt like, Wolf, when you were watching it here in person, that you were not just seeing a press conference go off the rails or jump the tracks. You were watching a presidency go off the rails.
A presidency go off the rails. By the way, this is a reporter. This is
reporter.
Not. This is not supposed to be a pundit. This is a reporter reacting to this press briefing.
I mean, no. There's CNN has long lost any ability to be reporting straight journalism.
Well, if you thought that Jim Acosta reached peak Jim Acosta at that point, you're wrong because then he went further.
Felt very comfortable espousing some views that are very, I mean, I would say they're almost white nationalist light, in that he was complaining, bemoaning the removal of Confederate statues across the country and asking whether or not George Washington and Thomas Jefferson are next.
Yeah, so he's calling him white nationalist
light.
This is
a White House correspondent. And by the way, Anderson Cooper, that topped it off later in the night, telling Van Jones, I don't know what to say tonight. I'm just hurt. That's Anderson Cooper.
Yeah,
he's just hurt.
Well, there's a lot more going on CNN. This is
do they even try to not be an easy target?
Let's go. Here's cut 16. This is Don Lemon reacting to all of this.
Because he said what he believes today, David.
Absolutely.
That was him. That's what he believes, and he may not understand it. Listen, I asked Donald Trump in no uncertain terms, two or maybe three times, whether he was racist, whether he was bigoted, whether he was anti-Semitic, whether he had any other problem with bigotry, and he told me, no, I'm the least racist person. If he's not the least racist person, he's the most racist-friendly person that I've ever seen. This is what he believes. So you can call it what you want. People can call it what they want, but the evidence shows that he certainly is racist adjacent, and he certainly is sympathizing with Nazis and white supremacists today.
Did you hear me gasp? I don't know
if
you could hear me. I mean, I was shocked by that. If the president wasn't a public figure, he should sue him for character defamation.
It's
to
the
call
reaction
the president
to this.
Of the United States racist adjacent. It's just, what was the other term he used? He's making this up, but...
That he's a sympathizer.
So, it's offensive.
So, it all revolves around despising the fact that he mentioned that there was violence on both sides of Charlottesville. And look, I already said this show. I think that the president has made some communications errors. I think like his decision of when to talk about whatever and how he talks about it often gets him in trouble. But if you look at the plain facts of what was said yesterday, the fact that the president of the United States came out and suggested that there was violence on both sides, which is a matter of fact, one that's documented by the New York Times, among other places, use that as your jumping off point to say, well, that's just moral equivalency. You're using that to excuse white nationalism. That's not even close to beginning to be true.
I think a lot of it, though, is tone. And I said this earlier as well, is that it was mass hysteria in that room. And Mark Knoller, who's been a CBS radio correspondent for a million years, said the same thing. It's just mass hysteria. And I think if you actually read the words, which I have the transcript in front of me of what the president said,
yes,
it seems probably most people find it reasonable.
We'll find out what you think. 888-630-9625. I see the phone lines are already filling up here. But first, let's get you to work, all right? 6:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's our Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Vince, and good morning, Emily. Minnesota morning. Avenue at the 23rd Street, we in Southeast Washington, we do have some malfunctioning traffic lights. Be very careful there. 95 northbound from the Occoquan River Bridge to the Beltway, a 22-minute commute. Northbound 95 approaching the Beltway, an accident on the shoulder. Police are there. In Falls Church, Leesburg Pike, westbound right after the Beltway, there is a crash blocking the left lane, and the police are there as well. The inner loop of the Beltway at Little River Turnpike, a multi-vehicle crash. It's on the shoulder. Upper Marlboro, Central Avenue eastbound at Watkins Park Drive, a crash. 270 headed south from 70 to 121, just about a half an hour commute. And keep in mind, eastbound on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, the right lane is blocked this morning because of some deck inspection, in progress. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel 4.
All right, there's a dense fog advisory right now in effect until 9 a.m. I drove through it this morning. Trust me, there is some very thick fog out there. Be careful on the roads. Today, areas of dense morning fog, as I said, cloudy skies this morning, will become partly cloudy this afternoon. High of 89 degrees. Tonight, a few clouds, low of 74. Tomorrow, we'll have showers in the morning with isolated thunderstorms arriving in the afternoon, a high of 87 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 73, 617 on WMAL.
He reveals what some people on Wall Street don't want you to know. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
That he certainly is racist adjacent, and he certainly is sympathizing with Nazis and white supremacists today.
As Don Lemon on CNN reacting to the president's comments yesterday, how are you reacting? Let's get a John in Fredericksburg up first this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, John.
Yes, good morning. If I, as an anti-fascist protester, show up at this thing with my little sign that says hate is not welcome here and my helmet and my club to beat on the other people, I am a Stalinist thug.
Not even if you, not just showing up with that stuff, actually using it, which is what happened. I mean, these are facts.
Are to keep them apart. It is not my job to beat other people.
It's also against the law. It is assault.
Yeah. good for you, John, for knowing the limits of proper behavior. And you're right. It's pretty clear evidence that there was violence going on. I just don't know why this is a controversial point. Yet it is this morning. Let's go to Mary in Calverton, also reacting to the same issue this morning. Mary, good morning.
Hi, I had a meeting with my Generation X daughter yesterday, who is very liberal. And even she understands what's going on, and she's upset about it. And she's upset about them taking down the statue.
What did she say to you?
She said that if you get rid of history, you're bound to repeat it, is what she said. She does have a very conservative mother, so she did learn a few things in life.
Good.
Was she of the impression, Mary, that there was violence on like all sides
she
on Saturday?
Totally understands that. And she's upset about the way it's being reported. So I think the reporters can... And she also said that children aren't reading the newspaper. They aren't reading the truth.
Well, they're getting it from social media, I think, the younger, you know.
Do you know how hard it is to... This is insane. Thank you, Mary. I know two Daily Caller News Foundation reporters, of course, who were at the protest. I had to speak at length with them in order to basically get the facts. I had to go to the Daily Caller, essentially, to get the facts of what was actually happening when it came to the violence. Because you even had New York Times reporters who were being cowed into silence and corrections on Twitter, who had prior said, yes, of course, there's Antifa who are acting hateful and wielding clubs, who were pressured by the public to rescind their statement and say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean hateful, I just meant violent. And, like, trying to change it and being suppressed into what they can say.
The story has changed dramatically because, like you said, under pressure. The ACLU, the local ACLU chapter in Charlottesville, tweeted, quote, this is the beginning, not sure who provoked first. Both sides were hitting each other at Justice Park before police arrived.
And we heard the same thing from the Charlottesville police chief, who came out and in his statement said everyone was attacking each other. This is, you know, you can obviously mention the instigators here. It seems like white nationalists certainly could very well have kickstarted this whole thing. But there's no question that there's violence on both sides, as these guys are, especially coming from the Antifa types, throwing urine, hitting people, hitting women, punching female reporters, using homemade battering rams to run into crowds of people. These are real things that actually happened. And if we're going to talk about the facts here, we should talk about at least all of the context.
Go to another caller.
I will. I'm like, good idea.
I'm pointing at the board.
Let's go to Kevin.
I was about to say something.
Let's go to Kevin real quick. And Kevin, good morning. You're in Laurel, and you're up next on Mornings in the Mall. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. As an African-American, I don't care what the president thinks on who hit who first or whatever.
Yes.
I clearly seen it on television, both sides fighting each other.
Yes,
I don't
sir.
Care who started. But, and I'm not sympathizing with them Nazi Neo group. They had a right to speak.
Yeah.
As an African American, what I'd have done, I don't agree with what they said, but I'd have let them be ignorant and let them have their platform. Let the whole world show how ignorant they were.
This is
but
so
I
smart.
I do have a problem.
This is so smart. Go ahead.
Keep going.
My problem is.
Go ahead.
I have a problem with this. I do not support the Confederates. I do not support their statues or anything they stand for.
Right.
It is a part of our history. But that's why we have books and the History Channel. Me personally, I don't want my tax dollars dealing with anything that's Confederate. I don't like Jefferson Davis Highway.
Yeah, Kevin, I totally understand all those points. I want to go back to your first one, which is that this should not have been treated as a serious organization. If they were treated as a mockery, if they were laughed off the stage for being neo-Nazis in 2017...
A bunch of losers on a Friday night.
That is the appropriate response to this, and it hasn't been undertaken. 622 right now on WMAL.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Dale Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
What do you think makes your home a target for a criminal? Nice landscaping? Expensive cars out front? Nope. The bad guys choose your home because it looks like an easy target. This is Vince Hill. After nearly a decade in military intelligence and lots of years after that of being a cop, I'm what they call a law enforcement expert. I understand the mind of a bad guy better than almost anyone. And the number one thing the bad guys want is to not get caught. That's why homes protected by Ackerman Security are almost never, ever broken into. Ackerman has guaranteed response time. And Ackerman is the only security company in America that stands behind its protection with its exclusive no theft guarantee. If your home is broken into, Ackerman Security will cover the full financial loss. If you've seen what I've seen in my career, you'd have Ackerman at your home today to secure it and make the bad guys move on to the next house. Because they all know Ackerman is the sign of real security.
It was summer when I found you. I noticed your strong arm, your easy approach, how attractive your interest was. And while all the others were good for just a year, you would stay true for 5 years. What a mortgage.
With Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's 5-5 adjustable rate mortgage, you can enjoy super low rates with no adjustments for 5 whole years. Apply now, and you'll automatically be entered to win our $5,000 home loan sweepstakes. So apply today at cofcu.org/arm or call 703-823-5211 for Commonwealth One's strongest arm.
Irresistible.
Visit cofcu.org/arm for loan terms, conditions, and complete sweepstakes details. 5/5 ARM requires 5% minimum down. No PMI with 95% or less LTV. Subject to credit approval. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. NMLS 1557.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Fred looks 20 years younger.
Fred?
My next door neighbor. You guys were there yesterday.
He wanted to wear my hat.
20 years younger.
All you have to do is point.
And whatever you're pointing at will disappear.
Let's get rid of that, and that, and that.
Will there be anything else?
I feel amazing.
Spread the word, ma'am. We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Vince. That deck inspection on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge has been completed, so there's no problem there at the moment. This report sponsored by AAA. The Anacostia Freeway southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge, about a 12-minute commute. 95 northbound between Dale City and the Capitol Beltway, a 30-minute commute. That's about 15 minutes more than normal. 95 northbound approaching the Beltway, there is a crash. They have pushed it over to the shoulder, however. Taking a look at the inner loop of the Beltway, 236 Little River Turnpike, a multi-vehicle accident here. It's on the shoulder. The inner loop at St. Barnabas Road, a crash blocking the right lane. Eastbound 66 from 234 to the Fairfax County Parkway. 13 or 14 minutes your travel time, and mass transit so far on or very close to schedule. When your car breaks down, you just want to get back on the road and quickly, and that's why there is AAA. 71% of the time, your AAA driver will get you back on the road, plus they arrive an average of 15 minutes faster than their competition. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Fog may slow your roll this morning. Visibility is below a quarter of a mile. Dense fog advisory through mid-morning, and clouds give way to at least some sunshine. Partly cloudy this afternoon, 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees, 627 on WMAL. So that press conference yesterday that included the President of the United States, of course, talking about infrastructure, as he was doing it, he was standing right next to him, was Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, who is also the wife of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, creating...
who is President Trump's arch enemy right now.
Right. He's been something of a nemesis to the president as he's stalled on the president's legislative agenda. Interestingly, Chao, the reporter...
Her face, if you watched it, she had this smile on the whole time. Her face just smashed.
A reporter asked her yesterday how she felt about all of this feuding between her husband and the president. She said, "I stand by my man. Both of them."
That's the best answer ever.
627 on WMAL.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Okay, here's the deal. Central heating and air system in your house has a lifespan that we can mostly predict based upon how old it is. But another important factor is routine maintenance. And at Snell Heating and Air, we want to be the company that helps you get the most life out of your existing system. But sometimes you just push it too far, you know? The time comes when every household is going to need a new heating and air conditioning system eventually. Well, that's when the stand-up guys can really pull through for you. We find ways to make that new comfort system so affordable that you'll feel, well, comfortable. So here's the deal. Comfort can mean a lot of things. Temperature of your house, how comfortable you are buying a new system, and finding a company you feel the best about. For a lot of folks, that's the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto Owners Insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
All right. We'll keep talking about the media's reaction to all of this yesterday. Brent Bazell, the head of the Media Research Center, is going to stop by Mornings on the Mall in mere moments to discuss. You're going to want to hear what Brent has to say.
Can't wait.
6:30 now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Four Confederate monuments that had stood for decades in Baltimore are now gone. All four were removed overnight, just a little over 24 hours after the Baltimore City Council approved a plan to remove them. Crews took down the Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson Monument from a city park. They also removed Baltimore's Confederate Soldiers and Sailors Monument, the Confederate Women's Monument, and the Roger Taney Monument. As Confederate monuments and statues all over the country start coming down, there is one that may be harder than most to get rid of.
There's a large state-owned carving of Confederate icons Jefferson Davis, Robert E. Lee, and Stonewall Jackson in Stone Mountain, in Georgia. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams wants it gone.
It is 2017, and now is the time for us to have a conversation about removing the last vestiges of that type of hatred.
But Atlanta resident Bernard Adams says that won't improve relations in the country.
It's history. That's all it is. If, if we talk about racism, racism isn't a symbol. It's a person.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Mourners will gather today in Charlottesville to honor the woman killed in the Saturday violence. 32-year-old Heather Heyer was a Charlottesville resident and legal assistant. Police think the deaths of a man and a woman who fought last night in Upper Marlboro may have been the result of a murder-suicide. The two were found about 8:30 in a home on New Arcadia Lane. Their names not immediately released. Federal investigators now say they found a disconnected vent pipe in a Silver Spring apartment building that exploded last year, killing seven people. But the exact cause of the August 2016 explosion and fire at the Flower Branch Apartments remains undetermined. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,999, the Nasdaq at 63.33. Sports, Howie Kendrick homers twice as the Nats beat the Angels. The Orioles lose to the Mariners again. WNBA, the Mystics take on the LA Sparks at home tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Get ready to start flipping houses overnight for a nice profit. The NV Real Estate Academy is now giving away their Fortunes in Flipping kit for free. This kit has helped thousands of rookie investors just like you learn how to flip houses for large profits, and it can help you too. Call now to get your free kit and learn the secrets of flipping houses with other people's money, or partnering with the NV Real Estate Academy Network to get your deals funded. Plus, you'll get their new groundbreaking tax lien investing kit that'll show you how to earn government secured returns up to 18% annually and how to buy highly discounted tax delinquent properties. So if you're ready to make some extra cash, call 1-800-614-2119 now to get your free kit. Call 800-614-2119 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, a smartwatch, and flash drive loaded with vital information, plus a national government auction list of properties for sale, all free just for attending. Call 800-614-2119. That's 800-614-2119.
Are you an eligible single? Well, good news. It turns out there are plenty of other eligible single fish swimming around in the dating sea, and you're quite likely to find the perfect one for you. In fact, the very best ones hang out in bars. That's right. The combination of alcohol, loud music, and dim lighting make for the most magical of love-finding recipes. There you are, finishing up your second beer-tini, when across the bar you make out the hazy outline of your soulmate. Over the thumping din, you call out to the barkeep to ask what she's drinking. He yells back, low-carb margarita. You holler back to send her over another. She accepts, and the two of you are married within the month. And her father is a billionaire. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your personal It's Just Lunch matchmaker will hand-select and arrange fun dates at nice places where you won't need to yell. Stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Hey, honey, did you call New Look Home Design and schedule that free estimate for our new roof?
No, I've been putting it off.
Well, we should check out that 5-year same as cash deal. That's a fantastic way to pay off a new roof.
I know, right? 5-year same as cash is amazing. And I love that New Look's lifetime warranty transfers if we sell the house. Talk about increasing our home's value.
Well, let's schedule that estimate. Apparently, it's a great education on roofing, which we could use since it's a big investment. Plus, they'll check the attic for any obvious signs of damage.
5 years same as cash? Check. Amazing warranty? Check. Plus, I heard they install most roofs in a single day. It sounds like New Look makes this whole process really easy.
Great deal, easy process, beautiful roof. So, should we schedule that estimate?
All right, let's do it.
Yes!
I'm going to call New Look right now.
Contact New Look Home Design today. For a free estimate and 5 years same as cash, call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300 or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
I'm Joe Hadid, and we want to make your home a cleaner and healthier place to live.
Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Bill. Inbound New York Avenue from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 3rd Street Tunnel. A 15-minute commute should only take you about 9 or 10. The inner loop of the Beltway just past St. Barnabas Road. Watch out for an accident blocking the right lane with police on the scene. Inner loop of the Beltway, Little River Turnpike, a multi-vehicle crash. It's on the shoulder, but police are there as well. In Falls Church, Leesburg Pike westbound after the Beltway, a crash blocking the left lane. 95 northbound right near the Beltway, an accident on the shoulder. And eastbound 66 from Gainesville to the Prince William Parkway, it's a slow 9 or 10 minute commute. Mass Transit on or near schedule. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
No rain, but it's fog now, but improving as we go through the morning. Dense fog advisory through mid-morning, then partly cloudy by this afternoon, 89. Some clouds tonight, a warm 74. Isolated thunderstorms tomorrow with showers and a high of 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 in Haymarket, 70 in Bowie, 73 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning, 637 on this Wednesday morning on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up later this morning, 805, we'll be joined by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. Then at 835, Robert Costa of the Washington Post. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall, I'm Vince Colonnese. Joined by Emily Miller, in for the vacationing. Mary Walter, good morning, Emily.
I'm happy to be here.
Nice to have you.
It's a big day here.
Well, you know who,
D.C.
Who else is here to join us now to discuss this big day. Brent Bazell, the president of the Media Research Center. Brent, it's very nice to have you this morning.
How are you doing?
Excellent, sir. So I want to dive right into the press's reaction, because this is what you specialize in at the Media Research Center. The press's reaction to the president of the United States yesterday. Mike McKay, I want to play a cut here, if I can. This is 16B. This is Don Lemon, just real briefly, reacting to the president yesterday.
That he certainly is racist adjacent, and he certainly is sympathizing with Nazis and white supremacists today.
He's racist adjacent, and he's a Nazi sympathizer. What to make of this, Brent Bazell?
Well, this is, I don't know who's more unhinged right now, Donald Trump or the press.
Yeah.
This is, you know, I do think that the president, on the one hand, is absolutely right that there are two sides to this discussion, and both sides, there needs to be a discussion about both of them. I'm thinking about those cops in Dallas who were mowed down. I'm thinking about Steve Scalise and the other two who were shot.
He's still in the hospital.
I'm thinking about all the cops who have been shot at point blank, blank range. However, this was not the time to do it. When this occurred, he should have focused his ire solely on these neo-Nazis and done it. Well, he did do it. I mean, but the media's reaction to that was absolutely overblown. But the media's reaction to last night wasn't like anything I've ever seen.
Well, I saw Drudge picked up one of your stories today that the network spent 77% of evening news on the Trump press conference.
77%. CBS spent 100% of the newscast on this. 100%. What didn't they cover? That's kind of interesting, because you look at, whenever we look at these studies, we ask ourselves, well, what wasn't covered? What wasn't covered was that North Korea blinked. and has backed off. Also wasn't covered was that the radicals in Iran are suggesting they're going to back out of the Iran nuclear, and they're going to go with a nuclear program even more dangerous than it was 2 years ago. You think that might be news? Neither one of them would consider news on CBS, so that CBS could spend 100% of its time attacking Donald Trump.
As we assess the press, you know, oftentimes they assess the president by saying, look, his fitness for office, we can judge based on how hysterical he's being on any given day. But if the fitness for office is measured by how hysterical you're being, the reporters that are in that room are certainly not living up to the job description, because it seems like no matter what, you have kind of this overwrought reaction to the president, including to yesterday's press conference. You said it's at a level you've never seen. And I kind of get the impression that whatever the president says, it seems like the press is centrally responsible for making America as chaotic as it is right now. There's a lot of tension, and the press is sort of responsible for it, no?
Oh, absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. You call them reporters. They're not reporters
anymore.
Yeah,
it's changed.
When you watch these news anchors, when you watch these White House correspondents making such deliberatively opinionated remarks, where they are, you close your eyes and you listen to them, and they're indistinguishable from a commentator on the old Crossfire show.
But Brent, who would you call up as sort of the worst of all of us?
The worst network without...
No, just the worst people who claim to be straight correspondents at the White House and are just spouting their own opinions.
Oh, I think the worst is CNN. CNN has since the election made an obvious deliberative decision that it is going to be anti-Trump all the time. I asked you to go look on, if you have a mobile feed for CNN for the audience, go look at it. Well, as soon as I'm done talking, go look at it, and you will see it is really stunning to see story after story.
Well, the headline of their website right now is Trump emboldens hate mongers. That's literally the headline of their website.
Now, how's that? Do you think there's any bias there? I think there's an opinion going on there.
There's no other perspective.
No, you know, even the late night comics are not being comics anymore. They're making political statements one after another, is equating Donald Trump to these neo-Nazis. Let's also make another point here. The neo, and this is an important one, the neo-Nazis, these crazy, let's call them neo-Nazis, constitute a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of the American population. What is it? What is the one thing they strive for? Attention. Who's giving them attention? It's called the national news media.
Well, this is the Westboro Baptist Church phenomenon, Brent Bazell, which is to say these guys show up, as you know, you see these funerals for troops, these disgusting people show up with signs talking about how God wanted this to happen or whatever, and the media finally figured out, let's stop giving these people attention, we're just fueling the fire, this is what they crave and they want.
Terrific. I hadn't thought about that. Terrific. My example is a lot more pedestrian than that. It's the streakers of the 1970s, those who would run naked across football fields and get attention that way. One night, Howard Cosell on Monday Night Football announced, we're not going to give them any more coverage. And that night, there was a streaker who was completely ignored. That was the end of the streaking phase. That's what happens when the media decide they're not going to get covered. So I think the news media need also to give themselves some analysis here and ask themselves, do we need to be doing those hour-long documentaries on the KKK? Maybe it's the best thing to do is ignore them, and the scum of the earth will go away.
All right, before we let Brent Bazell go, I want to mention that the MRC Gala is coming up. He's the president of the Media Research Center. That's on Thursday, September 21st. It includes special guests Cal Thomas, Chris Plant, Joe Piscopo. You've got Representative Mark Meadows, Molly Hemingway, Rush Limbaugh, of course, Brent Bazell. I'm a less than special guest. I'll just be there. But there's a lot of people who are going to be there, and you can too if you go to mrc.org/gala. You can get tickets to join the festivities, a black tie prohibition affair. And president of the MRC, Brent Bazell, thanks so much for joining Mornings on the Mall this morning, sir.
Thank you so much for having me.
Nice to have you.
Glad to have you. 6:44 now on WMAL.
August heat and humidity belong outside your home, not in it. EnergyStar.gov reports standard double pane windows allow about 75% of the sun's heat into your home. While Thompson Creek has a cure that can keep you cool and lower your air conditioning bills. This is Mary Walter, and Thompson Creek's amazing windows can reduce solar heat gain and keep you comfortable. Thompson Creek is a name you can trust. They design, build, and install windows made specifically for our climate and just for your home. They eliminate the middleman and build their windows in their own local factory. It's true, there's never a middleman, and Thompson Creek is completely accountable to just you. Call now to save $200 on every window, plus no money down and no interest until 2019. See thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK before this offer is gone.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
It's 6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Vince. Anacostia Freeway southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge. It's about a 12-minute trip. An accident on 95 northbound approaching the Beltway. It's on the shoulder. Police on the scene. That's in Virginia. Falls Church, Leesburg Pike westbound. After the Beltway, there's another accident blocking the left lane. Police and emergency personnel on the scene there. James Monroe Highway, Route 15 at Sweet Spring Lane, a crash closing the road. It's south of Point of Rocks, down tree and wires involved in this as well. The inner loop of the Beltway at the Little River Turnpike, there's a multi-vehicle crash. It's on the shoulder. And the inner loop past St. Barnabas Road, a crash blocking the right lane. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a day today. We've got to get through this thick fog this morning. Areas of dense fog. Dense fog advisory covers us on that. That's through mid-morning. Then the clouds give way to a partly cloudy afternoon, 89. Some clouds tonight, 74. Tomorrow, 87. Some showers around. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm in the afternoon. Maybe some severe weather on Friday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 73 degrees, 646. On WMAL.
Get your tickets now for the largest county fair in Virginia at the Prince William County Fairgrounds, August 11th through the 19th. Whether young or old or someplace in between, there is no shortage of great things to do and see. For more, visit pwcfair.com.
All right, General Jim Mattis. This guy, our defense secretary, he always knows how to give a good quote. He's pretty funny and kind of inspirational. Let's listen to this. No, we're going to listen to me say it.
Oh.
And I'm going to talk about it, Emily.
Who let the dogs out? Hooter.
All right, Mad Dog had this to say. He went to the USS Kentucky. He was thanking the sailors there for their service. It was in a Q&A period. And he was talking about, you know, what it means to be a Navy sailor. This was on August 9th during a short speech. And he says, that means you're living, according to the official Pentagon transcript. That means you're not some, I'm gonna bleep this part out. I'm gonna say sissy.
A word that women don't like.
Rather than the word he did grab for, which
yes,
is this
a,
that means
cat. I'll put it that way.
That means you're not some sissy sitting on the sidelines. You know what I mean? Kind of sitting there saying, well, I should have done something with my life. Because of what you're doing now, you're not going to be laying on a shrink's couch when you're 45 years old saying, what the hell did I do with my life? Why? Because you served others.
Aww.
You served something bigger than you.
He's so inspirational, except for that one word, which I really don't like. But he is so inspirational. What keeps you up at night? Nothing. I keep other people up at
what
night.
Keeps you?
He's so awesome.
I'm pleading with you with tears in my eyes. If you mess with me, again, bleeping this, I will kill you.
I could do Mattis quotes all day long. We need a website just like MattisSays.com.
Mattis quotes are the greatest.
MadDogMattisQuotes.com.
General Mattis speaking to these sailors. And by the way, how amped up do you think these sailors must be after getting a message like that their defense secretary?
Right. They're like,
because he's got a very justifiable legendary status. He's often kind of...
You're not going to be on some shrink's couch when you're 45 saying, what hell did I do with my life?
Nope. You won't question that.
That was a really bad imitation of Mattis, by the way. he's listening. He's like, get the girl off.
Yeah, get the girl. No, but you're not... I mean, you're not wrong. He's like, he's got an intensity that I think that his men and women love in the military. And
he's a straight, patriotic,
that.
Tough guy.
But again, he's kind of known as like the warrior monk. He's a studious guy too.
Right.
He's well read. He certainly knows a lot of history, especially military history. And he's very capable of navigating between both the assertive and the wizened, like the, the intellectual components of all this. So
he's a rock star.
If you were concerned that Mattis quotes would be collapsing because he's too buttoned up now as the Secretary of Defense, no, that's not true at all. I mean, look at last week when we were talking about North Korea. You had, you had General Mattis making, this is an existential crisis for North Korea. Like, they either come to heel, which they did, or, like, you're talking about the destruction of your people. And he was asked, somebody asked him to, like, kind of glorify war for a second. They're like, well, describe exactly what would happen if nukes dropped. He's like, I don't need to do that. We know the horrors of war, and I don't have to repeat them here for you.
Yeah, any general, I work for Colin Powell, Secretary General Powell, he goes by now, and you know, a four-star general knows the worst thing it can do is war. They know how bad it is. They're not encouraging war.
Yeah, not a game to them, for sure. 6:50 now on WML.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. When it comes to implants, experience matters. I've been researching and studying Fullmount dental implant techniques and technology around the world for over a decade, so I can bring you a perfect, beautiful smile. Full porcelain zirconia with advanced 3D modeling from the Cascade Center are indistinguishable from your own teeth in look, feel, and function. Our team can do this comfortable procedure all in one office with one doctor and in many cases in just one day, saving you time, money, and discomfort. Rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologists can have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. At the Cascade Center, we handle hundreds of implant cases every year. And with our new in-house high-end custom lab, we can change years worth of dental damage in just one day while offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. Isn't it time for you to smile again? See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
If you're ready to buy your first home, a bigger home, or a better home, but still saving for the down payment, you need NASA Federal. Yeah, that NASA. With NASA Federal's LaunchPad Home Loan, there's no down payment and no monthly private mortgage insurance. You can save thousands with zero down and zero PMI. And with that big down payment out of the way, you're practically cleared for launch. Oh, and you don't have to work at NASA to get the LaunchPad Home Loan. You just need to call 855-999-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/999. That's 855-999-NASA or nasafcu.com/999. And with rates on the rise, now's the perfect time to spring into action. Get your new home with zero down, zero PMI, and a little help from NASA Federal. That's smart. NASA smart. For more information, call 1-855-999-NASA or click nasafcu.com/999. Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. NMLS number 486583.
Gabapentin, Neurontin, and surgery are no longer your only option for neuropathy treatment. If you suffer from stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, or feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot, you need to know about the non-drug and non-surgical treatment for peripheral neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. Our treatments can rehabilitate damaged nerves. So stop masking your pain with drugs that only offer temporary relief and come with a laundry list of side effects. Our treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520. Or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
6:53 now. Let's see how your money's doing. Let's check in with the CNBC News Desk and Jessica Ettinger. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Futures are higher, pointing to a higher open this morning on Wall Street. Markets in Europe are higher. They are mixed in Asia. Oil is trading slightly higher right now, but it's still below $48 a barrel. More business leaders are distancing themselves from President Trump after he doubled down on Charlottesville late yesterday. Last night, a fifth member left the president's panel on manufacturing. Stock to watch today, Target. It's out with quarterly results just moments ago that beat expectations. Good for a retailer, including a jump in same-store sales. Other companies reporting today include Cisco Systems, Pershing Square, and L Brands, which owns Victoria's Secret and Bath & Body Works stores. UPS will train new drivers with virtual reality to make them safer and smarter before they take control of those 10,000-pound big brown trucks. On this date in 1954, the first issue of Sports Illustrated was published. It included a Topps baseball card foldout. You can find those online for thousands of dollars. Tonight's Powerball jackpot, $430 million, the ninth highest in Powerball history. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Almost the top of the hour, 6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, thank you very much. Inbound New York Avenue, slow going from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 3rd Street Tunnel. It's about a 16-minute commute. That's about 10 minutes more than it would normally take you if traffic weren't so heavy. As for 95, northbound in Virginia, an accident approaching the Beltway. It's on the shoulder and police are on the scene. The inner loop of the Beltway at the Little River Turnpike, a multi-car crash. It's on the shoulder, but police and a tow truck are there now. The inner loop at Annapolis Road, watch out for a crash blocking the right lane. And the inner loop past St. Barnabas Road, a crash and has been moved to the shoulder. 270 headed south between 109 and the local lane split, just a little over half an hour, and the BW Parkway southbound between the Beltway and Route 50. It's about a 12-minute trip. Mass Transit on or very close to schedule. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a day today. We've got to get through this thick fog this morning. Areas of dense fog. Dense fog advisory covers us on that. That's through mid-morning. Then the clouds give way to a partly cloudy afternoon, 89. Some clouds tonight, 74. Tomorrow, 87. Some showers around. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm in the afternoon. Maybe some severe weather on Friday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently at Reagan National, 73 degrees, 657 on WMAL.
Love me tender. Love me sweet.
All right, fans of Elvis Presley, marking the 40th anniversary of his death. He died in Memphis on August 16th, 1977. Now, can you believe it? It's been 40 years. So you always, when you get to the years that end in zero, it's always a big one. So we're marking 40 now. Elvis Presley fans in a long line have been making the slow, solemn walk up the driveway of Graceland to pay their respects to the late singer, the Associated Press reports. If you're interested in what it sounded like, maybe you recall this, but if you don't, here's a newscast from the moment when his death was announced. Listen to this.
Good evening. Elvis Presley died today. He was 42. Apparently, it was a heart attack. He was found at his home in Memphis, not breathing. His road manager tried to revive him. He failed. A hospital tried to revive him. It failed. His doctor pronounced him dead at 3 o'clock this afternoon. The end at an early age of one of the two most spectacular careers in the history of American entertainment. The other being Frank Sinatra's.
We were saying, yeah, we think it's David Brinkley.
Brinkley. I work for him.
Oh, did you?
I did. Love that man. So his voice is so soothing to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it is a rather soothing voice, and that newscast. I was looking, you know, everyone always thinks of Elvis, not only the music, but the sandwiches, the peanut butter and banana and bacon sandwiches, supposedly on Hawaiian bread. Like, he had a very, like, specific arrangement that his mother would make for him. So this was like his thing.
His soothing thing. I can see that, except for the bananas. I like peanut butter.
There's a lot of calories. But the point is, he loved that stuff. So in Graceland, they're charging $30 for you to walk past the grave this week.
What?
At $28.75, a wristband will give you access to walk past his gravesite. It also provides access to the new $45 million entertainment complex.
Can you selfie for $30?
At Graceland. But for the first time in nearly four decades, the fans who visit Graceland will commemorate the anniversary of his death will have to pay $28.75 to walk past the king's grave. Yeah. There you go. So anyway, 40 years now of Elvis Presley not being here with us anymore, but it's his 40th anniversary.
I'm all shook up.
Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall. We're going to shake things up with more conversation about this Trump presser from yesterday. Did you see this thing? Did you see the same one the media saw? Because those two things appear to be in conflict, and we'll discuss that with you. And then Iceland, an interesting story of Iceland, they claim that they've eliminated Down syndrome.
Oh,
the shocking way they claim they've come up with that equation.